Thursday, April 20th. Hit the music.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He was a high school All-American, a college All-American. He was All-Pro in the NFL. But the thing that he's most proud of is during his show in Muncie, Indiana, he made a woman in the crowd laugh so hard, she shit her pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee!
Hello, beautiful people. This is the Pat McAfee Show. I am your host, Pat McAfee. To my left, at Tactical Digs. Next to him, at Todd McComas. On my other side, at Nick Maraldo, also known as World News Nick. On the ones and twos is Hoff. Hoff, how you doing?
I can't take it anymore. What's in the jug?
So I am drinking a gallon of water on a daily basis because this is what healthy people do. As you know, I've talked about this on the show. I am just now deciding to get healthy once I've retired from the NFL. This is an interesting strategy. I think a lot of people do.
I've been waiting to get out of the NFL so I could finally start working healthy. Out.
Yeah. I didn't want to fix what wasn't broken.
Right. You know? Yeah.
I drank beer, I ate wings and pizza, and I kicked the ball a long, long, long way.
It worked.
Very rarely ran, only did when I had to, made a couple tackles. Didn't really do a lot of fitness. Didn't want to hurt myself. And my knees were bad, really. I had to get the surgery to fix them up. I couldn't run that much because, my job is to kickball far, not run. So now I'm getting healthy. So I drink a gallon of water a day. And there's an Instagram guy called One Day You May who is a monster. If you haven't seen him yet, he's a cyborg. I think he's, he's an absolute animal. But he's created this like supplement stuff that you put into your gallon of water. It's supposed to make you recover faster, more energy, make your dick bigger. All these things. And that's what I'm on.
It looked like river water. I didn't know.
It does look like urine. Looks a lot like urine. Just a gallon of piss, it looks like. But supposedly it's making my life better and healthy, which is awesome. Goodness.
I'm for it because I like it.
I like that. Big news happened in the world of sports, Diggs. You want to get into it? It happened yesterday.
Yeah.
The whole world started talking about it. Whole world was talking about it. And I think it's about time.
Conveniently timed because we actually talked about it on Tuesday as well.
I know.
You predicted Jesus. He would be in the CFL.
Oh, well, you just tell the story, okay? You don't need to.
Convicted murderer and former NFL star Aaron Hernandez was found hanged in his Massachusetts prison. So Wednesday morning, officials said, just days after his acquittal in a double murder case.
So he will not be in the CFL, as I predicted.
Nope.
Doesn't sound like the chances are good.
But, I mean, I think the reason why I tied the CFL to him is because, as we, Canadian geese are ISIS descendants, right? Maple syrup.
Good.
Good. You put those two together, ISIS and maple syrup greatness, it's Aaron Hernandez. He's really good at football.
Totally follow that.
And you get Casey Anthony's attorney to get him out of jail.
Baez.
Now you're talking about a full fucking connection here. Much like PFT Cummins, I'm starting to connect the dots. It was only a matter of time before he got into the CFL. And then all of a sudden he just kills himself and ruins my whole damn theory.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he killed himself.
And that's what I read.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
I cannot fucking wait to hear. I can't. So you're saying he was, by the way, I learned something. It's hanged, not hung.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a mind blower to me. When I was reading it, I've always said he hung. I would assume he, and I don't think suicide is a cool thing unless you're a terrible person. We talked about this the other day. He's a villain. He's a bad person. Bad things should happen to bad people.
Dicks are hung. Criminals are hanged.
Ooh, I like that.
Just easy to remember.
Is that a little compliment to your dick there?
Maybe.
That it hangs? Good for you. Yeah. You pee at a urinal, you don't need to use your hands. It shoots down.
Hands free.
Shoots down. Good for you, man.
I have two lines of thinking on this one.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear it.
So he was discovered at 3:05 a.m.
The witching hour.
Do they normally do checks at 3:05 a.m. on prisoners in their cells?
I don't know. I assume they're done every hour, maybe.
I mean, I've seen Shawshank Redemption. It sounds like they lock him up and then they see him in the morning. It's a head count. That's how Dufresne got away, because he knew that the head count wasn't coming until the morning, so he's out. And that is the extent of my knowledge of what they do at night.
What are they doing checking a cell at 3:05 in the morning?
Well, maybe because of the Dufresne incident, now they check every hour.
Andy Dufresne fucked over all the jail people.
Yeah. And
also, shout out Miami-Dade, 3:05.
Rick Ross is definitely going to use this in a rap song. So I can't wait to hear it.
He was either murdered or It was a little autoerotic asphyxiation situation.
Oh my God. You what?
He was celebrating getting off the other day by getting off. And everyone knows it feels a lot better when there's something wrapped around your neck.
So you're thinking he was trying to get himself off at 3:05 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably before then, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how long it takes. And you think he just went a little bit too far? He's been doing it so much.
Number one rule of autoerotic asphyxiation?
Asphyxiation. Yeah, you nailed it.
Is you always have a buddy with you. And he's not.
Oh, just what? In case.
Just in case.
You need a jerk off.
You need a spotter. Come on.
Everybody knows you need a spotter.
Just like when you're benching, you need a spotter.
Yeah.
You don't bench by yourself.
I don't think those are anywhere close to
one
another.
You don't jerk off with a belt around your neck by yourself.
Not with a buddy nearby, no.
Well, if you're jerking off with something around your neck, a noose around your neck, you're probably doing jerking off in a different fashion than you or I, Hoff.
Oh, I see. That's a whole other level.
Yeah, that's sure. A different level of masturbation. They've gone through the stranger with the left hand. They've gone through putting your hand to sleep so it feels like there's nobody there. They've gone through all the different...
It's not working anymore.
There's levels to this. Yeah. And Aaron Hernandez was at the top level just to celebrate. And you know what? I don't think this is a bad I don't think this is a bad concept.
It's not a bad theory at all.
If you get off on a double murder and you're still in a jail, like what do you do to celebrate? What do you do?
Well, he could have been doing this the whole time. It's not like you can have sex. Well, I guess he can.
He could.
But yeah.
Aaron Hernandez is a big motherfucker. He's doing the fucking in there.
I'm going to chalk it up to ghosts, because anyone who's ever seen any horror movie knows bad shit happens between 3 and 4 a.m.
This is true.
I didn't know this ahead of time. I just found this out now. This is the witching hour. This together now.
Well, there's been other celebrities.
What?
The witching hour.
Yeah.
I don't watch horror films.
Paranormal.
I don't understand anybody that watches them, by the way. Why would you want to scare the fuck out of yourself instead of laugh? But I understand there's a big market. I mean, there's a big market of that. 3 to 4 is the time?
Peak. Yes. Peak ghost time.
In my old house, I used to wake up every night at like 3:15.
So I gotta
like, hey ghost, I need to sleep. Going back to bed, I don't have time for your shit.
So I got arrested at 4:15 a.m. for an alleged event that had to have happened between 3 and 4.
Maybe you don't remember.
You put in this.
Were you possessed?
Wow.
Something to think about.
Guess your lawyers didn't think of that one, huh?
Wow. Oh, my lawyer didn't even show up with me. But on what? So maybe he was
science, man. It's science.
Oh my God! So he was either jerking off, trying to kill himself.
No, trying to get off. It enhances the orgasm.
Is that real? Like what? It's like whenever somebody fingers the butthole. Right?
There's been other
find that prostate.
The lead singer from NXS, Michael Hutchence, died of that.
Yep.
David Carradine from the Kill Bill series died of that. There's been others. But basically, what did it, you know, the crowd?
How embarrassing is that? That's how you go out.
Yeah.
What if, are these guys married? Were they in jail?
No, they're dead. So. David Carradine was in a hotel room.
So he was alone trying not to cheat on it. He probably is lady. So he said, you know what? JJO, just jerk off. Shout out KFC and everybody else over there.
Yeah.
But that's a new rule they have. Instead of whenever you're thinking about making a bad decision, just go ahead and jerk off. See how you feel.
I'm going to tell all the listeners, don't do this. I get it's supposed to be an enhanced orgasm, but don't do it, obviously, because people die from it.
Mm-hmm.
But they call it breath control play. And the both sides of your neck has a carotid artery, and that's what carries fresh, oxygenated blood to your brain. And when you restrict those or compress them, it depletes your brain of oxygen and fills it with carbon dioxide.
Todd knows a lot about this.
Because it's why a triangle choke works in jiu-jitsu. Because you compress both sides of the neck. They call it a blood choke.
Well, it's a fetish. Some people like to be choked.
It also makes,
some people like to be choked, but
a lot of people do.
Isn't this just, out of nowhere? That's probably one of the worst ways to go out.
How did my son die? Well, he was jerking off with a belt around his neck, ma'am.
That's a tough funeral.
You don't even have a chance to clear your internet history.
Oh, you got to clean your internet history. You have to.
I would do it before every session.
Do they have internet in jail?
Some do.
So can he watch porn in there?
I bet it's filtered pretty hard, I bet. But I know, like, my aunt, when she was in prison, she got really into Pinterest, so.
That's the most female prison thing I've ever heard in my life. Do it yourself right here in cell block 4. She probably had so many like little fucking cardboard toilet paper things built around everywhere. How'd you do this? Pinterest. Thank you.
Everybody else is showing homemade baskets and shit. She's showing homemade whiskey.
Jeez. Pinterest is a terrorist organization.
Yeah.
custom jailhouse tats.
Yeah.
Just pinned everywhere.
Good news, though. Aaron Hernandez died an innocent man. On a technicality.
Yeah.
So he just got off on the...
Double murder.
The double murder.
Mm-hmm.
So, which...
Is this good news or bad news? I don't know if it's good news
that
or
he
bad.
Died an innocent man?
Yeah.
I think it's good because then now all the civil cases just go out the window and now his family gets the money instead of...
Yeah, but they've been paying lawyers for a long time. They probably don't have any cash. Mm. And that was a... As I was reading into this today, I was looking into it all. I didn't keep up with the double murder court case as much as the first one.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But there was a chance he was going to get out on that first one because everything was like, he murdered those two people. Lloyd knew it. That's why he killed him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now that he's innocent on those ones, there was a moment there where like him and his 4-year-old daughter had like, or 2-year-old daughter, however old she is, 4-year-old daughter, like looking at each other. Oh man, it's sad. But he's a fucking terrible human. Let's remember that. Like ESPN and some people like posted about it and they're like almost trying to paint this picture of like, oh, it's a shame he died. It's not a shame he died.
Yeah.
He's a bad person.
He's a bad human.
Killed people over spilled drink.
Allegedly. No, he got found guilty of that. Yeah. He actually did do that. We can't say allegedly to that because he was found guilty. Me, I was never found guilty of being in a fucking canal. Never.
Right.
I was guilty of being drunk in public. But I was drunk in a bar.
So is the rest of the world.
They threw me into public. That's Ron White's joke. That's a good joke.
Is it?
Yeah. So I sent out a tweet today. Because everybody started chirping me about my tweet where I said, Aaron Hernandez is one murder appeal victory away from scoring touchdowns for some team again. What a day. And I also said on this thing, he's going to be in the CFL within 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So everybody started chirping me. I woke up this morning, early riser. Don't worry about it. I don't know what time you guys woke up. I was up early. That's what I do.
Yeah.
You were up too. I saw you liking tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I don't know if you were shitting like Todd. You always know Todd McComas is in the bathroom because 4,000 tweets get liked. Boom, 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 boom.
It's a good time to catch up. Multitask.
So I just quoted that tweet and said, or not, right? And it wasn't even that good of a joke. I should have put not like a tie, like a K-N-O-T.
Yeah, I like that one.
And that one crossed my mind and I didn't. So I was like, this tweet was...
You filtered yourself.
I filtered myself, yeah. The other one I almost wrote was like, but he's also one bed sheet away from blah, blah, blah. I didn't say it, right? Because that's kind of rude.
You're a good person.
Not really, but but I didn't want to put out the bad thing. Yeah. So I just said, or not, right?
I feel like the thread count worked against him as well.
Yeah, if it was a softer bed, it probably rips.
It might have been okay.
It was probably not Egyptian.
That's probably like a 40 count, you think, in jail?
Probably.
50 count?
Very, very bare minimum.
It's motel.
Yeah. At best.
Yeah.
More like military sheet, probably.
Yeah. Military grade sheet to jerk off with around your neck. What if that is really what happened? Like, I didn't even think about that really until today.
The truth is going to come out soon.
No way. There's nobody in this.
You'll never figure that out.
We had a psychic call us that wanted to come.
I want him on.
Talk to the ghosts for us and let us know what's going on in the world around us. And I don't think.
No.
But anyway,
people blast you about.
Well, some people did. Some people were like, too soon, man. Right.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, have some respect for his family. I'm like, how about he has some respect for his family
for
and
some
not kill
other people's
people.
Families.
Yeah. And his family. Yeah. Right. He's in jail forever. But boy, I got some hilarious responses.
Let's hear them.
Like horrible. Definitely terrible responses, but hilarious.
These are not your words.
These are not my words.
These are the words of other people.
And these people deserve to get read because they made me... There was a couple yikes moments, right?
Okay.
So remember, this is in conjunction to Aaron Hernandez is one murder appeal victory away from scoring touchdowns for some team again, .. What a day. Quote tweet, or not. Somebody responds, at GlazerJimmy11 says, technically... People were mad at Roger Goodell, but in the end, he was suspended.
Oh.
Do you guys get it?
Suspended by a higher power.
Yikes. Mm. Yikes. How terrible is that? Mm. That's pretty rough.
That's pretty rough.
I mean, that's a rough one. And I responded with the Jay-Z response out the door. And
I'm going to rank these.
So you're going to rank it? Do you want another one from the guy?
Oh, yeah,
that's a very good homonym. I'm proud of that one.
So I send that gif out,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else responds with killer use of this gif.
Yeah.
Old Glazer Jimmy responds again, doubles down. He's been hanging on to this one. Glazer had a morning. Jimmy Glazer had what we like to call a fucking morning.
I like the first one best, but it was a good response.
Well, it was a follow-up.
Yeah.
Here's another one. At Stephen, I shouldn't put his whole name. Stephen Gillespie says, Gillespie.
I shouldn't do his whole name. Here's his whole name.
Fired.
That was my brain going, yeah, you should. My mouth was saying one thing. My brain wasn't agreeing. This guy deserves to get credit for this.
If this is a Steve Gillespie I know, this is going to be a good one.
He says, it's really, really, really hard to get suicide overturned from what I heard.
Oh,
oh my God. So rough. These people are just ruthless in here. Ruthless on Twitter.
It's the internet.
It's the internet, and that's why you can't care about comments or whatever.
Right.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Hey, he played all these years at tight end, and he just ended it all with a tight end. The internet is terrible. I don't know how many more we should do.
One more. Do one more.
One more. Yeah.
All right.
I'd like to give him a shout out.
You know what used to be the worst internet comment section of all time?
YouTube. Those comments.
You would go into YouTube, and it was just the most derogatory, bigoted,
I like reading the
racist stuff ever.
I like reading the Pornhub comments. They're hysterical to me.
By the way, you don't think you're giving yourself enough credit for or not with a K.
I know.
Yes. I'm kind of mad you really used that.
I know. Really I deleted strong. It. I deleted it. I deleted
Shout out to Aaron Hernandez, though, because I don't think I would be able to hang myself with a... I just don't think I'm good enough with knots.
Yeah, he's got to be an Eagle Scout, right?
At least.
Because there's no... I would fail at killing myself if I had to do it. I couldn't tie a knot good enough.
All the evidence points back to ghosts. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. What do you think they did? They just rolled it. You think the double murders? There's two ghosts.
Could be.
Oh.
Still trapped in the earthly realm looking for justice.
Ooh.
Took it into their own ghostly hands.
Because really, they're probably going to heaven. Right? We don't know those guys. They're probably going to heaven.
Let's not make assumptions.
Don't they have to be more than ghosts to actually
fuck shit up?
Yeah, like they have to be a poltergeist to be able to touch things.
Yeah, they're gonna be caught between worlds.
Excuse me, is this all from movies, fictional movies that you guys watch?
From some science reading.
You mean factual movies?
Yeah, scientifically.
I don't know what type of show.
Proven movies.
This guy responds at Baby Turk 4. Breaking news! Breaking! Aaron Hernandez's neck.
Oh.
I don't know if that deserves a boo.
Are you booing it?
It's pretty good.
Jeers?
It was a fucking... I can't do it. Aaron Hernandez reportedly out, neck, indefinitely. This guy
That
just
was
said.
My one. That was my favorite.
That was your favorite That's one? It. Oh, my God. Somebody said he'll still manage to do better than the Cleveland Browns tight ends next year, which is a shot at Cleveland. I don't know if Cleveland deserves all that.
I enjoy a good shot at Cleveland.
I don't know. I don't know if Cleveland deserves all that. But anyways, Aaron...
He killed himself. He got the lawyer bill. He killed himself.
A lot of people do that.
That's a lot of money.
Lawyers. All right, so let's go around the room
lawyers
real quick.
Are tough.
Hoff thinks he killed himself.
Absolutely.
Todd, what do you think?
You know, I think Diggs has swayed me. I'm thinking autoerotic asphyxiation.
And you're all in on
it. Yeah, 100%.
I think he killed himself.
Ghost.
You couldn't have been more certain with that right
Without
there.
A doubt. As soon as he told me 3:05 a.m., that's all I needed to hear.
That's when he was found, though.
3:05 to my city.
Until we hear the time of death, I'm saying ghost.
Ricky Ross is definitely Ricky Ross is definitely going to use that in a song. Aaron Hernandez goes out at 3:05. Murderers.
Gets killed
Miami,
by ghosts.
We still ride. What's that?
Gets killed by ghosts and shit.
Anything else? I mean, it sucks that doesn't suck. I have no idea. I don't feel bad at all.
Not one bit.
No.
I don't feel bad at all.
Sounds like justice.
There were some people chirping me about too soon and worry about his family. How about you just stop fucking following me? Because this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to teabag your life with some truth. That's what I'm going to do. Nobody cares. Aaron Hernandez killed people. If he didn't, he's a bad person.
He clearly did.
He blew an incredible opportunity that people would love forever. $40 million is life-changing money.
Maybe his family should have been worried about the people he was killing.
That was a family member, wasn't it? Wasn't it a relative, the Lloyd guy? Wasn't he his girl's sister's?
Something like a sister's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend or something like that, I think. Okay. He was involved in some way.
Yeah. Nobody cares, though, about that. It's all these little fucking bitch boys on Twitter. I'm sick of them.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do the world a favor, and I'm just going to saw these guys off the earth, the little bitch boys on Twitter.
Do it.
The people that are offended by everything. Mm-hmm. The people that wake up in the morning and say, what am I going to be offended
about?
Put
them in a body bag.
Somebody said something rude about Aaron Hernandez, murderer? Not on my watch. Not on my Twitter.
You just don't value life, Pat. You just don't value life.
That's what they said.
I know.
That is exactly what they said. You read through them. Somebody told me that I didn't value life enough.
Yeah, some people's lives shouldn't be valued.
Bang. The value of Aaron Hernandez's life is whatever taxes it was costing to fucking pay for him to live in that jail for the rest of his life.
That's like right. 30 grand a year. Maybe more.
Is that really what it is?
It's a lot.
I saw a tweet.
Why is it that much? They eat shit food, and we already decided they use 50 thread count. What, yeah. What is all the money?
They're saving money on
thread count. What is all the money? Like, I don't understand where all that money is coming from.
Electricity.
They probably throw in...
Air conditioning.
Guard
it's
salaries.
Triple net. It's
guard salaries. It's all of it.
The overall cost the divided fucking by warden, X amount of inmates.
The goddamn warden salary. By He's way, making too much. Why I can is tell
the,
you that.
Why every time you watch like one of those things locked up or something like that.
Yeah, fuck the warden.
You hate the warden. And the warden's the good guy. You hate him, though.
He's always corrupt.
He's always doing some shit shady. Cooking the books.
Fuck I mean, the warden.
Dufresne had to cook his books for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
The warden is
him
always.
And his stupid fucking glasses.
Oh. And his little Andy Dufresne fucking did it though.
Yeah, he did do it.
Did he not?
He was a man.
How about him just like dropping the rocks out of his pants pocket while walking around the yard?
I was not a big fan of his pants either. They were a little loose and the cuff was stupid.
How about the boots? Did you like the black boots?
Fuck them. I hate them.
The boots played a big role because they showed it as he was dropping the rocks in the yard. That was a great movie though.
Looked like a flood was coming, those stupid pants.
That fashion's going to come back. And we said we got to stay woke. Whenever that fashion comes back, guess what else comes back? Show was less than 2 days ago. Pickpocketers.
Oh, yeah.
Pickpocketers.
I can't believe that you were trying to sway the world that he was jacking off with a thing around his neck, and you forgot from 2 days ago that whenever the baggy clothes come back, it's pickpocketers.
If the baggy clothes were like robes, that'd be cool if we went back to that.
Like Kanye's trying to start like a robe. They're all wearing skirts. Remember when they were wearing skirts? Like Bieber was wearing skirts. Kanye was wearing skirts.
I'm glad that didn't catch on.
But what the fuck were they doing? Those celebrities feel like they can do whatever. Like, I'm doing it with George.
These fucking guys.
These fucking assholes. I guess I'm currently right in the middle of it. But, like, the skirts thing that they're wearing, the leather skirts and all that. What are they doing?
I don't know.
Not a fan.
No. But I just automatically assumed that people would start wearing those. I did. I absolutely did. And nobody did.
There was a line.
I'm proud of us.
We found the line.
I'm very proud of us. It's just like when all those celebrities say that they're going to move out of the country if something happens that they don't want to happen. Like, they think they're so powerful and they feel themselves so much that that's going to affect anything. Fucking move.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome to see you try to survive. Move somewhere awesome, too. Move to Syria.
Right.
You know?
See how you like
it. Move to Syria. America's terrible. Move to Syria.
Yeah.
Those fucking people. I'm over them.
And then tell me how rough we got it.
Yeah,
how bad it is.
Diggs.
I'm all fired up today. I like this.
You like this?
Yeah.
All right, good. Where do you want to go next?
Adidas.
Oh, my fucking God. They fucked up.
Can I read what they said?
Yes.
Yeah, please. Yeah. What? Do the whole email, right? Wasn't it an email?
It was a whole email, but it was just one line.
What was it? So they sent an email to...
People who were signed up on Adidas.com or somehow they got... People were in this mailing list.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. Adidas is making a giant push for a comeback right now, too.
Email sent out saying, congrats, you survived the Boston Marathon. And then it had a bunch of their gear.
Are you kidding me with that? How does that even happen?
I could tell you whose fault this really is.
How does that even happen? I mean, what Adidas is making a big comeback right now. Gigantic comeback. They got this new line of shit. Kanye came over, gave him a different vision for their shoes. I mean, it's the first thing Kanye did that I directly appreciated since graduation. Mm-hmm. I mean, since graduation.
Mm-hmm.
From our
own personal experience, as hard as the advertising people in a company worry and stress about what
stuff. Gets
marketed. How did that pass the
slip
table?
By from the company
that had to have gotten approved by four or five different people?
I don't think so.
What
I think it's some dude in LA put it on and had no clue the sensitivity of it.
He's running their
Twitter
account.
Just some dude, some
kid. An email though, wasn't it?
The email.
Yeah.
So was it like
it's like a spangle with Bob and Tom? I'm just saying it's a guy like him, and it just put it out, and there it went.
He runs their MailChimp or whatever account.
No way, man. Yeah. No way. It's just some random guy emailing from Adidas. No way.
Wow. It makes sense how it got out because there's no way five executives.
Can I tell you whose fault this was?
Our ads Our ads on this show are enjoyable and entertaining, and I love them. When Todd, I can't trust Todd ever in life anymore because I think he's trying to sell something to me. But right. we get comments from the advertising people and the people selling our ads on a daily basis about things that we cannot say. Yeah. Our best ads are frowned upon by the companies, and we don't give a fuck. Just drop us then. Right. That's my big thing. I don't care. Just drop us. I'd rather do it. The Adidas itself is going to have to go on that gigantic. They're going to have to do just like what Sunoco, who is the company down in Louisiana in the Gulf that just sprayed off a BP? BP?
Yeah.
Like, do you see what BP is doing right now?
No.
They're on a full PR push about the Gulf. They're building up the Gulf and the future of energy. Yeah. Adidas is going to have to do the same thing. They're going to have to waste hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Not waste, but they're going to have to spend a gigantic amount of money on an ad campaign saving their ass from this. To just like BP had to do.
Little paragraph.
It's so stupid, though. It's so stupid,
it's
even.
Monumentally stupid. I mean,
good word there.
Yeah, what survived? They put the word survived. You couldn't just say you completed
finished
or finished.
Just finished.
Yes.
Maybe you came.
Yeah.
Congrats on the sex.
Congrats on finishing it. That's so bad, though. This might be the only way I get a shoe deal.
I can tell you whose fault this
if
is.
If Adidas needs to come back and make a big play,
it's
maybe
those
we-
two goddamn Chechen bombers, Jokar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
Yeah,
I watched, if they didn't do this years ago,
I wonder if Adidas tries to spin it into.
Then they could have said, "Congratulations, you survived."
Because a marathon's tough.
It's tough.
I used to make fun of people all the time for running marathons, and now you can't anymore because now there's fucking heroes running it and shit like that.
That guy.
I used to make fun of people for fucking running. Congrats on being good at exercising, but now there's fucking heroes, and I can't use those jokes anymore. And fuck these two terrorists.
Kenny Powers. Kenny Powers is the
yeah.
I'm trying to be good at real sports, not exercise.
Yes.
That's his line, which is a great line. I hope we have Kenny Powers on the show at some point. I just dropped a dry race mark.
Not Danny McBride, the character.
Danny McBride's cool, but Kenny Powers is the guy. But do you watch Patriots Day?
Yeah. Great movie.
Great movie.
Is it good?
It was. Yeah. I learned a lot. I had no idea they were headed to New York after.
Yeah, they're going to Times Square to do some shit. They were on another mission. They were ready to go.
Luckily, they're fucking dumb.
I agree. They were so stupid. So dumb. But terrible humans.
Yeah.
But the videos that are coming out of the Boston Marathon of these heroes who have amputees and like fake legs, it's fucking incredible. I cried yesterday watching the one guy that had the left amputee who's
carrying a woman?
Carrying his trainer, I think she was, or his wife. He was like, it's my time to carry you since you've carried me. I mean, that was crying
real right now. You just tell
it
me
was
that.
Unbelievable. That type of shit is amazing, and I think that's the only positive is whenever any catastrophe happens is the after effect of the coming togetherness that always happens.
Whole city rallied together.
Everybody comes together.
Yeah,
and it's just one of those things where fucking amazing. But Adidas dropped the ball. There's so many things you could say. All those vets finishing and carrying, Adidas could have said anything about them.
Yeah, play on that.
Play on any of that. But that's just a company. And I've been learning this as I go. These super successful, gigantic companies that you think are being run like well-oiled machines, they are not.
Evidently, yeah.
They are not. They have no idea what's going on underneath them. Since the beginning of times, the people at the top, they have no idea what's happening on the front lines. I mean, it's just the way it is. That's why you see a lot of companies come and go. And this is just the same situation. But with that being said, I wear the fuck out of Adidas gear. I love their new shoes. I love everything they got going on.
Yeah.
So if they're trying to get into a full PR campaign to save their ass from this, I'm not above it.
Sponsor an American podcast.
I'm going to say not Adidas' fault, but somebody at Adidas' fault, and that person is gone.
Gone.
Oh, yeah, they're gone.
And out of the industry completely forever.
Somebody else, this happened to some other company on Twitter. Some little, it was Arby's or something, or Taco Bell. Somebody sent out a terrible tweet. You got to watch it, though. It's like whenever the Colts hired, at the beginning of the Colts, before they hired a social media person, they just had random people in the office tweeting for them, and they had no clue the power of it.
Right.
And I actually said to the COO, I'm like, yo, like, you know, a lot of people, the only time they keep up with the Colts is on the internet. You should probably think about having somebody monitor what you're doing. This is a powerful asset. You should think about it.
Yeah.
And it was before Twitter was gigantic, though. This was before social media was big. And then they hired a guy and it got better and blah, 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 blah. But companies, I don't think, like some big companies that are old school, Adidas is old school, man. You're talking about German old school. They They're old school. I don't think they even understand the power of email and social media and all that shit.
Yeah, one disgruntled employee costs you millions and millions and millions of dollars right there.
I don't know what happens. I proofread all of my tweets and everything about 10 times before I send that motherfucker out.
I mean, anybody...
What if you're pissed at your company for some reason?
Yeah.
And you want to sabotage them, that's a good way to do it.
And also, another thing, like when you send out a picture of something, let's make sure the superstar quarterback isn't naked in the background.
just a pro tip.
So you're saying mistakes happen.
That's a pro tip. Yeah. Boy. That almost fucked up the old Pat McAfee show real quick. Yeah. Andrew liked it, though. Andrew didn't like it.
Did he look good?
Andrew told me to forget about it because it was a lot of thigh and a lot of chest. There was no penis or ass because the guy's hands were covering it. But boy, there was a lot of thigh.
Did the guy have big hands?
No, it was just like he was perfectly like he saved me a lot.
Like those Leaning Tower of Pisa.
It was like the Austin Powers scene.
Very Austin Powers. Yeah, it was a lot like the Austin Powers scene. And he saved me a lot. And I called Andrew and asked him. I was like, I wanted to be the first person to tell Andrew, right? Like, I have to tell him. It was all over the internet. And I called him 500 times. He didn't have his phone on, the fucking flip phone. But as soon as he turned it on, I told him, like, yo, so good football today, Andrew. God, you're so good at football. What a win that was. He's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, well, I sent a picture of Adam Vinatieri out. He was wearing like the mullet of outfits. There's a dress shirt on top, and he's wearing a towel on the bottom, you know, business on top, party on the bottom. You would have enjoyed it. It was great. I sent a tweet out. This is so fun. And in the background, you're naked. He said, what? I said, he's like, can you see my male reproductive organ? I was like, no. He's like, can you see my ass? I'm like, no. He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Forget about it, man. Have a good time. I'm like, you got it. Next morning, guess who did not forget about it? Orion Grigson. That's a quick find. He said, you're lucky you're even on his team anymore. Imagine if that was a different quarterback who didn't like that or would be mad. I was like, well, Andrew told me to forget about it, so that's what I'm doing. And he said, well, I'm going to find you. I said, well, you got to do what the fuck you got to do. But yeah, I think people need to be much more serious about their social media, both businesses and all that stuff. But emailing, that's old school, right? Email blast is so old. Do people still do that?
Yeah. Every day. Oh, yeah. I get about 30 of them every day.
What's hilarious is when people in like a big organization or enterprise reply all. To like a company-wide email.
Does that happen in offices, I assume?
All the time. It's fantastic.
It's hilarious.
It's hysterical.
Yeah.
Really?
I used to do it when I'm state police sometimes because I would send out to, and you could see it was like everyone. And it would just be some kind of notification. I'd be like, okay, thanks for the information. And that would give us full, like, I'll make sure I keep an eye on that. I'll park backwards from now on. It's a good safety reminder. Everyone should back into their parking spot from now on.
Two people I worked with got fired doing that. The one guy replied all and accidentally attached his resume.
Took a shot at it.
And cover letter for a job he was
trying to get.
Oh. And then the other girl sent a reply all like, man, are these people fucking idiots? Oh.
And then you get some people who don't realize it's the entire company tagged in it, and they reply, this is not for me. This is not for me. And your inbox gets filled up with literally 500 emails saying
that happens on a regular basis?
All the time.
I think I'm too naive to how dumb America is. Mm-hmm. Like, I just assume
working in an office for a couple of years, and you realize
just people are dumb. Huh?
Yeah,
and I don't get it,
and we hate them.
Anything else?
No, we're good.
I feel like you're in the mood to rant, though, and I got one for you.
Oh, okay.
What do you want to rant about?
There's a $2,500 reward being offered for the shooting of a bald eagle in Boone County, Indiana.
Make it $10,000. I just upped it $7,500. What the fuck happened?
Someone. Looking for tips here. There's a tip line, 1-800-847-4367. Someone shot a bald eagle.
Give that number again.
1-800-847-4367.
Thanks.
A 3-year-old bald eagle was found west of Thorntown. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Thorntown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was alive but severely emaciated. They took it back, and the vets had to euthanize it because it wasn't going to make it.
Someone shot a bald eagle.
Yeah.
With a bad shooter.
Apparently, yeah. Because they didn't just kill it. The thing was there laying there suffering.
Some bald eagles are the size of cars, too. How do you...
And this is no joke. Like, right here, it just says the crime is punishable by imprisonment and up to a year and a fine of up to $100,000.
$10,000 reward. I just upped it $7,500. This is an act of terrorism. I cannot believe this happens.
It absolutely is an act of terrorism.
Because you see a bald eagle, you know it's a bald eagle.
Like, you know what it represents.
Yeah, it represents in 1776 when we called our shot. And we hopped on that boat and we took all their goddamn tea, threw it off there and said, listen, no taxation without representation. Everybody else can suck our dicks, basically, is what we said. Mm-hmm. As our country was formed and a Revolutionary War was fought, everybody said, bald eagles are a goddamn bird.
Mm-hmm.
The founders said the bald eagles are a goddamn bird. I have no idea what year it became our official bird, but let's just assume it was way back before the bad shit of our country happened, which happens in every country. But you're going to come in here in Indiana, you said?
Yeah.
This is in fucking Indiana?
1782.
In the heartland?
In the heartland. This dude basically wipes his ass with the flag because he, same thing, shoots a bald eagle. Worse.
Because that takes.
You're trying to kill a bald eagle.
You're trying to kill it.
Yeah.
Not, this is the same people that light the flag on fire, the people that have no fucking idea what it's like to live outside of America, how shitty the rest of the world is, how they think everybody else is living it right and we're doing it wrong because of shit that happened 60 years ago, 50 years ago. Like, listen, every country sucks. That's what you need to think. If you view our country as sucking, every country sucks. There's shit that happens everywhere that you hate. And these people go in and fucking burn our flag and march and do all this fucking bullshit where we've done absolutely nothing to make our country a better place. They are doing nothing but making it worse. Mm-hmm. This is the same type of fucking people. Yeah. They're going to shoot a boat. I am not happy about this. This is not. Make it 20,000, actually. Up that. I'm going to put up another $17,500 for any tip for whoever shot that. Let's make it $20,000. I will put that. I don't know who I got to call. We'll probably call the state police person. There's another 17.
Probably Department of Natural Resources, I imagine.
$17,500 extra to that. $20,000 to anybody that has a tip to this ISIS member that shot our fucking America down.
Yeah. Tweet us. Get somebody. We got a lot of listeners
in Indiana. Yeah. Right now. Somebody's got to know something.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Tweet
guy.
Us the name of this
or
mother
girl.
Fucker.
I guess that's sexist to me.
I'm putting money on it was a guy.
I am too. Some fucking. Oh, I can't wait to find out. I want to see this guy's picture after he gets caught because I can already tell you what he looks like.
Now in jail, will he get treated terribly?
He will. We have
in
also,
Indiana, right?
We also have a lot of listeners in prison, and we're not afraid to tell them.
Are you going
to
put a hit out?
We'll put.
I don't know if we could do that.
I don't know if we should. But we do want this guy to definitely choke himself while masturbating in jail whenever he gets caught. We definitely want him to hang himself with the sheets while he masturbates. Just get a little, get extra. What type of human does that, though? You got to be drunk, right? This guy's drunk. That's why he has a bad shot.
Obviously hates America.
You know who I do love? This just made me think of when we were thinking about the burning flag is the Iowa FedEx guy.
Oh.
We should think about bringing
that dude was
a
brick shit house too, and he came in there
alone. He walked right into a protest. You know what? All those protests—they're all—they're all bark, no bite. Bark, no bite. They hope they get slapped so they can sue. That's how they make money. It's just like that Westminster Baptist Church. They just hope they get sued. They hope they piss people off, or they hope they can sue. They hope they get punched. FedEx guy walked right in there. Give me that. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Bang, bang. You guys do whatever bullshit you want to do. Whatever you're protesting is probably valid because it's not a perfect country. Probably valid, but you're not going to do that. Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
And this guy's doing the same goddamn thing, shooting down a bald eagle. Are you kidding me?
Heartless act of terrorism.
Anything else happening in the world?
I don't want to step on your toes here, but since we're on the topic of suicide and people being fucking soft, Steve Stevens killed himself, that Cleveland guy.
Thank God. Thank God he killed himself. Did you hear what he did? He went to McDonald's.
What an idiot.
Ordered a 10-piece and some fries.
They didn't give him the fries.
They didn't give him fries. Said, it's going to be delayed. He said, I got to go. Gets out of there with his nuggets. So the guy got some nuggets. And they call him, chase him dead.
How lucky are the McDonald's people?
Another victory for us.
That he didn't kill him.
Yeah, for not getting the fries done. He just killed the
ball.
Oh, you don't have fries? Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah, that could have happened.
That really could have happened.
Yeah, thank God he was already in the mindset. That
big balls from Ronald McDonald in there. Holy hell.
He got chased for 1 mile and then decided to call quits because
he just pulled over.
He's a coward.
He's a coward.
Yeah.
That guy's a terrible person.
Yeah.
Killed Mr. Godwin for no reason. Then he started upping his numbers, too. I killed 14 other people, man. You didn't kill shit.
Yeah, because you're a pussy.
And then that Joy Lane lady was doing interviews. The lady that
was she?
Yeah, she did an interview with somebody. She was the ex-girlfriend. So I wonder what happened there. Something had to go down, but she was doing interviews. I don't know if it's a good time to go on a PR tour. I think you probably lay low, but maybe she wants to clear her name too. That's an interesting thing there.
Yeah.
Maybe Adidas will team up with Joy Lane. Try to clear their names.
Special Joy Lane line.
Unbelievable. Anything going on in the world?
Yeah, we got more. There's a Navy SEAL under fire for moonlighting as a porn actor. the wife.
Dan Bilzerian?
Navy. No, the wife of decorated Navy SEAL in her military investigation for moonlighting as a porn star said she was just help. He was just helping her career and shouldn't be sanctioned.
Who's giving this guy a hard time?
A lot.
Oh, I get it. Hard time.
Yeah, good one.
I get what you did there.
Let me tell you about the guy, first of all.
He's a hero.
Joseph John Schmidt III is a Navy chief, special warfare officer, 23 years in the military, but he's also done more than 30 porn films since 2010 under the name Jay Voom.
Hey.
Oh, so this guy's been around.
He's been doing it for a while. You've probably heard of his wife, Jules Jade.
Yes.
Yeah. If I see a picture of her, probably.
Jules Jade.
So she's a porn star?
Yes.
So he married a porn star. Is he doing POV stuff or is he like actually in it?
He's in it. He's in it.
Really? Only with her? Is he one of those only does it with these wives?
No.
Oh, okay.
So Naval Special Warfare Command has begun investigation whether Schmidt violated rules that require SEALs to get advance approval for outside work.
Oh, she's not bad.
Is he allowed to do... That's a question. That's a good question for Navy. Are you allowed to do porn? Are you allowed to be a TV star?
Probably got to submit for outside employment in general. Or maybe he just didn't fill out the form.
That's what it sounds like. And then I'm sure they're just not happy about being associated
with porn.
Yeah. But still.
Because you work for the Navy, so like they wouldn't want you to have certain jobs that would disgrace the Navy.
People have sex.
I don't know if that's one of them, but you still probably got to get approval.
Everybody, it's so taboo to talk about porn and stuff, but they're getting billions of hits a year on every porn site.
The number one industry.
Every porn site gets billions of hits.
He's 8 months away from retirement from his service. So, you know, let's just get it over
with. Will he get discharged for this?
I hope not.
Hopefully not. I mean, he's done that much time. Let him... Don't fuck with him too much.
This guy's just killing it.
And plus, he was a SEAL.
He was a SEAL.
Just killing it. Yeah. Could you imagine all the good SEAL-type fucking porno movies you can make?
Shouldn't have Googled that.
SEAL Team Sex is the easiest. SEAL Team Sex is the easiest thing ever. I mean, is that... Did they already make...
SEAL Team Sex, if they haven't, they need to.
Oh, yeah. Coming to you live from a Navy SEAL's living room.
One shot, one thrill.
One dick, one veg. You double tap that, SEAL Team Sex. I feel good about it.
That was really good, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel real good about that.
You should think about doing voiceovers.
I think I should. By the way, I am available for hire for voiceovers all of a sudden. I feel good. That's no disrespect to Navy SEALs. Obviously, you guys are badass Americans. Right. But if there isn't a SEAL Team Sex porno with this guy in 8 months when he retires, the porno business is doing it wrong.
Dibs on that name too, by the way. Dibs on that name. You guys can't take it.
I can't wait to see the amount of photos that come to us with SEAL Team Sex. I hate the fucking internet.
But let's just let this guy...
Been getting a lot of Jim Kong updates, by the way. Yeah. Thank you. Big thanks for the hashtag Jim Kong updates. And a lot of tweets to Little Dicky.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Little Dicky has definitely seen them, and he's just avoiding them on purpose, which I don't know if that makes me a bigger fan or less of a fan.
Actually, I did check, and he hasn't been on Twitter in like a year.
No, he tweeted it yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I watched him tweeting.
He did a Facebook Live the other day.
He's trying to promote that pillow talking. He's trying to promote that hard. So he definitely has seen the tweets because they came in bunches. I appreciate you guys greatly. What I've been learning about people who listen to this show, he's just, you guys are so active. I thank you so much for that. You don't have to be, but you are. I appreciate it. I am very thankful for it. But the Jim Kong updates have been amazing. I've been learning so much that I did not know about. Did you know Jim Kong canceled Christmas?
Whose? Ours?
Theirs. Now they just celebrate his grandma. Did you know that? I got a post with that.
How do they celebrate
I just always
it.
Figured they didn't have a Christmas because they're, I don't know what religion they are. But.
So it was like the New York Post, which is that a fake or real? Is that fake or real? Is that like The Onion?
It's real, right?
No. Yeah. It's real.
It's a New York Post article that said, Jim Kong cancels Christmas. Country will now celebrate grandma, which is the most troll dictator thing to do ever. I can't believe I didn't know that earlier.
I didn't know that either.
That's so the most Jim Kong thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
How do they celebrate it?
All right, let's say you have your own country. What's the first thing you're doing? Diggs?
I love when you come to me first.
Yeah. Let's let that brain work.
4-day work week.
Good call. Friday's off.
Friday's off.
Friday's off is big. I can't believe that hasn't happened yet, by the way. With the laziness of our society and the ability to work from home in almost every job, I can't believe the 4-day work week hasn't happened.
Spitball here. If you drive under the speed limit, your license is revoked.
Good call there. Those people truly are ruining our society.
Oh, if you get upset about things you shouldn't get upset about.
Prison.
Electric chair.
Oh, death. Straight to the death.
I wish you would have given me more time to think about this. I have a lot of ideas.
All right, let's keep them going, man. We got time. We can edit out the pauses in between if you just want to go on a
No, no, no. Should we have a king?
Are you king,
Dudes? No, no, I'm not king. That's too much pressure. Someone should be king, though.
It's your country, though.
We're gonna bring.
Are you gonna make me the king?
Jurassic Park's coming back for sure. We're definitely bringing back dinosaurs.
Oh, you're gonna have a real Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Not just bringing back the movie.
No,
I like it.
Like dinosaurs are coming back. We're gonna get that dino DNA.
Park. What? What? You're just gonna go to a museum, grab the bones, and just start?
No, you have to find the mosquitoes that are trapped in the molasses or the sap on the trees, and you have to
just like the factual movie.
And you have to extract the dino DNA and inject it into a frog.
Is that in Jurassic Park?
100%.
I've never seen it. But is,
what?
What?
I saw World, this last one.
That's, this is
well, the Chris Pratt one. They're all pretty much the same.
Yeah. No, they're not.
There was no molasses in the Jurassic World.
Yeah, you skipped ahead.
Yeah, I just skipped all the bullshit.
Yeah.
So everything that you do, like, you honestly believe that movies are just factual.
I want to bring smoke and cigarettes back in offices. I think that's cool.
How about on airplanes?
No.
So what's the difference?
Big difference.
32,000 feet. Yeah. 32,000 feet. Why are you a cigarette fan? I still don't understand why people smoke cigarettes.
I want to bring back...
Smoke weed instead. Why are you smoking cigarettes?
Smoking cigarettes feels awesome, but it's so bad for you. Like when you're smoking a cigarette, it feels awesome.
You enjoy blowing through a square?
I enjoy smoking cigarettes.
Huh?
I do. I mean, I don't.
Huh, cuz? Speaking of the guy that smokes cigarettes, we got a text from your future son-in-law.
I'd like to bring back.
Hold on one second. We got to read this. You keep cooking on this, though. Keep cooking. So on Tuesday, we mentioned Joe Hadley's name, which is the hairstylist in Pittsburgh that Todd is going to attempt to impregnate this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Plum High School's all-time sack leader.
My high school's all-time sack leader.
This is absurd, by the way.
His name is Joe Hadley. He listened to the show after I said his name and said that you were going to have sex with his mother. And this is the text I get. Bro, what the fuck? We're all adults here, but I don't need to know this shit. Behind the badge trying to get behind my mom? I haven't even got to meet my new dad yet. Still not calling him dad, though, by the way. Or officer dad. Don't even fucking think about it. Or deputy dad or anything like that. Great show, though. Good talk. Don't say my name again.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, he smokes cigarettes. You're going to enjoy him. Maybe you two will smoke burn a dot. What's it
Maybe
called?
Maybe I'll smoke a cigarette.
Burn a dart.
Yeah, you and him need Rip to just go ahead and suck down
Only
some
one, because they can. We're working out.
I do hate blacked out me that smokes cigarettes or chews tobacco. The next morning, I hate my life. Or smoke cigars. I fucking hate it all. I don't like tobacco.
No worse hangover than a tobacco drunk fest. Yeah, the next day is horrible.
Except for Percocets.
I got something that's right up that alley.
Hold on, let me get two more things out.
Can I add one to your list?
This is dictator digs. This is dictator digs.
Couples cannot sit on the same side of the booth or table.
Me
sure,
and my lady.
Obviously.
No, me and my lady do that.
That's absurd. You're weird.
We're not weird.
Yep.
All that pre-crime bullshit. People putting cheese on Pop-Tarts. I saw that recently. I don't know who the fuck does that.
That's illegal.
And I want to bring back organized crime in a big way. The Italian mob.
Yeah, you fucking pythons. Of course you do. You guys tried to ruin our economy for a lot of years, you fucking
ruined.
Italians. Yeah, ruin.
We boosted it.
I think they should legalize prostitution.
Is that yours?
Yeah, that would be mine because I feel like...
I don't know how Joe Hadley's
It's a victimless
like.
Crime.
I'm going to do away with marriage,
There
too.
Would be way less murder. Dudes would be less stressed. Because a lot of people that go around killing people... can't have sex with people because they're weirdos. But you
look at Joy Lane, Steve Stevens. He couldn't have sex with anybody, so he just loses his mind.
If he could have went and got a good looking prostitute.
Chris Bowers, who's a very interesting comedian, has this whole thought that the serial killers and the lunatics that shoot up schools and stuff are all the kids that can't have sex or touch boobs.
It could fuck you up, man.
Yeah.
It's probably true.
Sexual frustration is very, very real.
It's very powerful. Nick right now is about ready
to explode.
I got one for you, Diggs. I want to institute optional naps at work after lunch.
Google's done doing that, so yeah, that's fine.
I think that because they always say happy employee is a more productive employee.
And you know, if you're one of those people who don't like naps or don't cool. take a nap, and maybe, you get to go home early.
We have a friend who's an accountant. He's been a friend of mine since kindergarten. He and I are kind of on the outs right now.
A surly fellow.
Because he almost got me arrested. But he came out here to visit me one time, and I told him I needed to take a nap. And he said, what's that? I said, a nap? He said, oh, my daughter takes those. And then fucking judged me and walked away.
Let's not wage war on naps.
No, naps are incredible. I think I take naps. If you have time to take a nap, you should take a little 20-minute or 15, 30-minute power nap. Mm-hmm. Bang, you're back in the game. Mm-hmm. Just like the morning again. New day, 2 days, one day, two dudes, one mic, two girls, one cup. It's all good.
One of the greatest things I've ever heard, and Nick Marotto told me this. I haven't done it yet. I'm going to let him explain your little weird coffee nap thing.
If you can pull it off, it's amazing. You drink a coffee, and then you take like a 15-minute nap. Mm-hmm.
And then the coffee hits
and
you when
the
you
coffee
wake up.
Kicks in when you wake up, and you feel incredible. You
probably do that with an Adderall, too, right?
Incredible timing.
Probably.
You probably do that with an Adderall, too, right?
Or Coke.
All that stuff doesn't hit. Or Diet Coke. People are
Diet Coke.
Addicted yeah. to Diet Coke.
Well, that's like people do that with Valium, right? It's like you take the Valium, and if you don't fall asleep, you
get
really
trippy,
high.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like fucking, what are those things in Wolf of Wall Street?
Lemon.
No.
Quaaludes. I guess those things work.
It's like Eminem, all his best music really was popular. Written on volume.
Mm. Eminem's was? Yeah. I thought it was weed.
Both. Probably both.
My filet was smoke. He has a quote there in his new song. Not his new song, but his first song.
His
back.
Voice sounds
my
so different.
My filet was smoking weed whenever he comes back talking about going to whatchamacallit. I thought he was a big weed guy. I didn't know it was.
Speaking of drugs, Las Vegas is installing drug needle vending machines.
Come again?
If you need a drug needle, you're going to be able to get one on a vending machine on
clean.
The Las Vegas Strip.
At least they're clean.
Well, that's the idea. Yeah. Trying to stop
as a cop. Hold on. As a cop, how do you feel about it? Because this is a big thing. It's always on the goddamn news. It's always on the news, these clean needle exchanges where if you're going to be a drug addict, that's cool. Just don't spread AIDS to each other. That's kind of like the big thing, right?
I guess what else are you going to do? You're not going to stop heroin users from shooting up. So I guess you might as well give them an avenue to keep the needles clean. I mean, what else are you going
to
do?
As a cop, if you're just trying to get your numbers up, do you just hang out at these needle machines and just follow them after?
Boom. There's a guy. Wow. Boom. There's
No. This is even better. Listen to this. Unlike most vending machines, they're free, but you just have to like swipe a little card, and then you put your birthday and the first two letters of their first and last name. So you're just tracking them.
Digitally. And your fingerprint.
Yep.
Very good.
Drug addicts are dumb enough to do this, though, right?
Oh, yeah. This each kit comes with alcohol wipe, a disposable container, and a condom.
Because you definitely have sex when you do heroin.
Meth. I think meth is
Or
the,
meth.
But do you shoot up meth? I don't know.
I don't think so.
No. Usually you just eat it or smoke it. Or sniff it, yeah.
I don't know much about all those, the serious ones. I don't know. Because, goddamn, everybody dies from heroin. It's not like you... Heroin isn't like a one-time thing. That's like a life is over thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, plus the cartels cutting that shit up with, like, elephant tranquilizer and stuff. Just fucking killing folks.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I watched Narcos. It seemed legit. The coke and the...
Back in the day.
And the gasoline and...
Oh, yeah. They did. They were just dumping gasoline. That is 100% right. Frank Lucas had the purest, though. That's why everybody loved him. American gangster.
I want to be like you, Uncle Frank.
My man. That was his line.
That's right? A brand name.
You see this shit? You dilute this shit. That's like it went the rug where he says, this is a da-da-da-da-da.
$10,000 alpaca.
Yeah, alpaca. You bought that shit. Frank Lucas.
This was the best Kim Jong-un story sent to us. This was Julie.
Hold on. You can't
got more?
Well, you can't just. Have you been a part of this show? I mean, what the fuck are you?
We have music for this, Todd.
Are you just like you have fucking music? The show has music? We haven't done a Jim Kong thing yet.
You did the dictator thing.
Are you kidding? Todd, we have sex. We are a professional show.
We did his grandma's Christmas.
We are a professional fucking operation, Todd. We're about to go on to our third name of our company, but please, hit that.
Time now for the Kim Jong-un update on the Pat McAfee Show.
We've been woke about this troll for so long. Whenever the main media industry was trying to attempt to scare you about this guy and put fear into your life, we are the first ones to mock and know that everything was fake. And this all comes from me watching a karate video 3 years ago when I was in LA. All of this mocking is of the karate video that I found deep in the web. I mean, I went into a rabbit hole to find out if I was going to die in LA or not. And everything since then has been a mock. Now he's got cardboard missiles. John Oliver attempted to tell people that we're an inch closer order to nuclear war with them. Hey, John, go back to fucking England. Maybe that's where they believe that North Korea can get a missile off the ground, let alone nuclear. But anyways, Kim Jong-un update, normally from World News Nick, is coming from Todd now. I don't know how this happens.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I'll give this story and give the rest. I just thought this was the best one I've seen.
Instagram. Cock my segments. Let's go. Go ahead.
At Julie Arrow 15 says, Kim Jong-un ordered the public execution of Jin Soon Min by having him stoned to death. He went old school.
Is this execution. A swayer? Is this one of those swayers that we called from the Day of the Sun? Oh. Why'd this guy die?
South Korean intelligence sources report the dictator accused Min, the owner of a retail clothing store, of ignoring government notices to remove bright pink polos and ultra-trendy shirts with disco patterns from his shelves. He didn't like it.
Yeah, Easter's
too
over.
Too flashy.
Easter's over.
Easter's over, Jim Kong said.
I don't blame him. I just want a normal shirt. Something that's not super preppy.
So that's why he wanted to do
it.
I want
something that looks simple.
I don't know. We get emails from our advertisers and our salesperson on a daily basis. And one of the main threads has been, could you not link our company to Kim Jong-un? And boy, here we are one more Thursday.
Really?
Yeah. But you know what? Jim Kong's
surprising to you.
He's the sixth man of the year for our team. He's the sixth member.
Yeah, I'm saying don't do that. What Kim Jong-un did, but
instead,
I understand why he was upset by that clothing line because I'm the same. I just want a normal shirt, something that looks simple, fits great, and is super comfortable. That's why I love shirts from the normal brand.
Oh,
I got one last week, and it's my new favorite shirt. I'll tell you that. I literally want to wear it every day. Here's the deal. Some 20-something-year-old brothers quit their miserable jobs and are building a clothing company for normal guys like us right here in the heartland of America. Not New York or L.A., but right here in the Midwest where they were born and raised. You can feel the difference. Join the movement to create a better normal. I wear the normal brand because I'm a normal guy that keeps it simple. I have three rules. Look good, be comfortable, crush Bumble. Whether it's a button-down, polo, Henley, T-shirt or hat, I'm wearing normal brand every day. Start your summer off looking good and feeling good by picking up some new clothes at thenormalbrand.com. You'll get 15% off your order at thenormalbrand.com when you use our code America. That's A as in Aerosmith, M as in Metallica, E as in Elastic, R as in Rolling Stones, I as in Iron Maiden, C as in Counting Crows, A as in AC/DC. These are all a normal band. What we're talking about is a normal brand. That's thenormalbrand.com. Enter America for 15% off your order. The Normal Brand, a better normal shirt.
Thank you, Normal Brand, for joining us. I'm happy you distinguish between a normal band and a normal brand, but I would like to say that those are not normal bands. Those are superstar bands, just like Normal Brands is a superstar shirt line.
Elastic is. I used Elastic. Elastic band. I don't know. That's normal.
A rubber band?
Like a gum band?
Gum band?
Elastic band.
By the way, that's Pittsburgh.
I know it is.
Which one is?
Gum band.
Okay, I don't say it.
What's a gum band?
Rubber band is a gum band.
I say
band.
Rubber band.
Oh, is that the Pittsburgh thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's another one. Also, what's a buggy?
A buggy, I'm going to say, a golf cart.
Shopping cart.
Shopping cart.
Shopping cart. Who says bundles for groceries? Is that a Boston thing? Somebody says bringing in the bundles.
Not us.
Mm. Nope, not us.
Jag off. Slippy.
Red up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. What's another one? There's a couple more in there.
Slippy's my favorite.
Slippy's the best.
Do you guys say Slippy Coke, pop, or soda?
Pop.
1,000%. It's the right answer, too.
I hate places that just say Coke for all pops.
I think Indiana's one of those.
That happens
places.
A lot here.
Yeah, Indiana's one of those.
It's a lot the here. Most confusing.
Well, Coke is, unless Pepsi wants to pay us, Coke is
the cola.
Coke is the best tasting one, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I think so.
If personally. I had to name it. Nick, do you have any Jim Kong updates?
Yeah, I got a few. What's is it okay, Todd? Is this okay if I read them, though?
This is an interesting thing now, because usually, A lot of people steal my shit on the internet. I get my shit stolen a lot. You got your shit stolen one time, a tweet about Pedialytes.
Yep.
It's like a big thing. I don't know how I feel about the dynamics of our room now that Todd is stealing from Nick, but I think I like it. It's like a Wolf of Wall Street type situation where everybody's competitive, competing to try to get the best Jim Kong update, and we want you to be a part of it. If you see anything with Kim Jong that you think we would like, please use the hashtag Jim Kong. We would appreciate it. And continue to flood Little Dicky with tweets. Because whenever he gets on here, it'll be fantastic.
And use real Kim Jong-un stories. Mine was totally made up for the purpose of...
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally. I couldn't find one that fit, so I just made my own.
This show has reached a new rock bottom. We're making up stories about Jim Kong now?
People come to our show for real...
Real news.
Jim Kong news.
Yeah, don't pay attention to that one.
And you don't even have to make them up.
They're all there.
They write themselves.
He canceled Christmas to celebrate his grandma. Like, the guy had cardboard missiles at his military display day. And you're just making it. We could have.
Getting lazy, Todd.
Unbelievable, Todd.
It took me like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Little T.
He destroyed a U.S. city in his crackpot World War III propaganda musical video.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. Did you guys see this?
No.
Oh, it was fucking awesome. It was like Call of Duty type videos.
He played a video on a large screen in a theater while a symphony orchestra played as missiles hurtled into the U.S. and revealed a smoldering Stars and Stripes flag.
And then the flag caught on fire.
This was the money quote. If U.S. imperialists move an inch toward us, we will immediately hit them with the nukes.
What?
Bring it.
You don't have it there. We already moved towards you, bro. We sent a whole fucking ship into the goddamn sea that you can't hit.
It turns out that might have been a lie.
Also, not correct.
Yeah, we moved it to Australia. Right? Didn't we move it to Australia?
Yeah,
we're playing Battleship
going towards North Korea.
Yeah, it was for a practice mission to Australia.
Yeah, we found that out.
We're playing Battleship out there.
Yeah.
Well, totally. We don't have to get in there, though, because the dude will kill himself eventually.
We've gone over.
But his people are all just like, yep, we will. Is that what it is? Like, hey, if they even move near us, we're going to launch missiles at them. Yes. And all the people are like, yep, you're right.
So I've been watching documentaries, and that is literally their biggest fear. They're brainwashed since day one that the U.S. is going to pull some imperialistic move and go over there and take their land and take their way of life.
Just a quick, fuck does imperialistic mean?
So that's like the great British Empire back in the day.
Where the sun never sets on the British Empire.
Yeah, they took India, they took Australia, you know, like.
Risk, like the game Risk.
Kinda, they're like, your culture's not good enough, we're going to give you ours.
North Korea thinks that we go around just taking countries.
Yeah.
The people there think.
Yes.
Our mindset is we're going to install a democratic government, you're going to be free, you can think for yourself, but you're going to be our ally. Their thought is we are running your puppet government.
I do have an interesting thought about that.
Okay.
Because I think Trump and Mattis were going to go do something to North Korea. And then after actually getting into the chair and realizing how inept he is at everything and the missiles blowing up with before even launching, I think he thought, if we take this guy off, we got to rebuild an entire country. This is an entire fucking 40-year job. Yeah. Let's just let him do his thing.
I think you're exactly right.
100%.
I think Mattis, right? Because Chaps said this. Chaps is... If you haven't listened to our podcast with Chaps from last Tuesday, you should definitely listen to that. You should listen to the Gary V1 and Steve Weatherford. Our New York lineup was fucking dope. We were very lucky to be a part of it. But Chaps said General Mattis refused to get married because he's married to the military. He's married to the Marines. This guy's a genius, right?
He wanted a wife. The Marine Corps would have issued him one.
Yep, there it is. So this guy's all in. So I understand some people who are on TV question some things he does. But for me, if a guy has been in the military and knows all the behind-the-scenes shit, I'm going to trust his thought over anybody else's. But I do wonder if they finally got in there and just said, like, yo, let's just let this fucking guy kill himself.
If they've been reading my emails, then that's exactly what they thought.
they put up a wall there at the 38th parallel between North Korea and South Korea, and that just totally stopped North Korea. Just this one wall. They're like, oh, we can never get over there now. There's a wall.
Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, on the serious note, any action against North Korea is going to cause them to react against not the U.S., but South Korea. Correct. South Korea is literally...
Yeah, but South Korea wants to go, right?
No.
Yeah, we're holding South Korea back.
I don't know.
That was everything I was told in Japan. Maybe. Everything I was told in Japan...
Then you would know, but...
From the USO trip that I went on, they were like, South Korea wants to go, and we've just been holding them back. Like, the South Koreans want to fucking just go.
Everything I've been reading has... North Korea literally has a mountainside filled with rockets just pointed at South Korea, the city of Seoul, just waiting.
But they're cardboard. They're cardboard.
No, those are real. Those are real rockets.
How?
They only have to cross the wall.
They're not. Yeah, they will make it there.
How do you know that?
They're high enough they can just...
Is this John Oliver telling you this? Have you not listened to our show? Is this...
But South Korea borders, they can just push it off the mountain and by gravity it'll fall far enough to hit.
Like a bobsled? They're sending in bobsled missiles into South Korea? Everything I've been told, though, from people is that the South Koreans want to go and we've been holding them back.
Is South Korea's they got pretty decent little military.
Yeah, they have us.
We've been helping them forever.
Ever. So, yeah. Forever we've been in there. Yeah. That's why the DMZ happened, is because we said this is a no-go.
They have little Korean Marines over there that are pretty badass.
Oh, the Koreans.
Yeah, the Koreans.
I'm surprised Kim Jong hasn't put that into a full marketing diplomacy.
The good news is he's susceptible to change. 2 years ago, he mandated that all North Koreans need to have a haircut similar to his, or that his haircut should be the statewide haircut. Now he's forbidding it. Don't copy his haircut.
Yeah, he wants to be the only one.
He's got a sign of approved haircuts they hang out at barbershops.
Listen,
now.
Jimmy Darmody had this haircut in like 1910. This really? Isn't his fucking haircut.
Yeah.
Well, listen, he's ruined
I watched Peaky Blinders. This haircut's been around for a long time.
Don't even think about dyeing your hair, though.
Where
you'll probably there.
Has to be
black. Yeah, but you know what though? Them Koreans, they got good jet black hair. If I had jet black hair like that, I would keep it too. I don't even think it's possible to dye, is it?
It's not. Trust me, I've tried.
Probably not.
I don't think it's you
can dye it like purple or something.
You Paisans, do you got any? I tried. You guys dye hair?
I bleached my hair in high school.
I did a summer kiss one time. That was the color, and it actually looked pretty good. But I've never gone back.
Mm. Do you have anything about Jim Kong? You know what? There's been a couple hairstyles that have been ruined by horrible people, and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Hitler, the mustache?
The mustache by Hitler.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that.
The Trump hair thing. Nobody can do that. Nobody wants to do it.
Yeah, I don't think you could do that.
Have like an animal in your head?
What is that? What is he doing?
Cut it. Shave it, dude.
So many dollars around him and so many smart people he surrounds himself with. If you're going to build up billions, you got to have smart people around you. Not a single person is going.
There's like images and renderings of him with a real haircut. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, I guarantee you.
Something to think about.
He looks pretty good with a regular.
When I was in New York, I got a chance to meet Michael Cohen. You guys heard him give the ad read for our show, basically. That's his right-hand man. He's been there for like 20 years. 12 years, I guess, is the exact. Right. Steve Weatherford told me 20. Then I met the guy. He said 12. Classic oversell, but same thing. Longer than a decade. Shout out Steve Weatherford for that connection. That was awesome. Chat with that guy. But he said Donald is a big fucking dude. He said he's like, big. He's like a big brute dude, just like a gigantic man. Because there's pictures of Michael Cohen, the lawyer, next to him, and it looks like it looks like Dave Portnoy next to the Coley.
Right.
It's that picture that's hitting. He's a gigantic dude. So you would think if he gets a good haircut, he'd look like a studly dude.
And maybe a tie that fits.
That's his line, though. Ties. That's his line of clothes. That's
so
his
long,
thing.
Though.
That's his thing.
So long.
Yeah, I don't know why he hasn't adapted to that. Because that's his line, right? The Trump line. The ties and the suits and stuff like that. It's like Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey has an interesting taste. It's his line, though. Like, that's his thing. For me, like, for instance, whenever I get powerful, if that ever happens, these goddamn jorts are coming with. And people are going to say that.
Breaking news, the Buccaneers will be HBO's Hard Knocks.
Jameis, I'm be excited to watch how Jameis Winston acts behind camera. Not that they'll actually show it. They'll edit him to make it look good. But everybody says he's a great leader in the locker room.
Nice.
Everybody says he's a great leader. In those speeches that they showed him on ESPN giving, you can't give that corny. It's like Tim Tebow. Like Tim Tebow giving those corny-ass speeches. Yeah. Like you got to be well-respected in a locker room to give corny-ass speeches like that and not have somebody in the middle of it go, hey, shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll be excited to watch how Jameis Winston operates. I'll be real excited to watch that. Because I watched him play against Pitt. I think it was his first game of his junior year. And I was in the NFL. And I know nothing about college athletics. I don't like college football, really. Because to me, I've had a front row seat to the NFL for so long. As a punter and kicker, you get to watch so much practice and all that stuff. And college football to me just looks like high school football. It just looks bad. Like, it just looks bad. I enjoy the high school football thing because it's like a community coming together. Mm-hmm. And I understand the college thing. It's a whole school coming together and shit like that. But the football, I think, is so shit. Like, I think the talent in football has gone down drastically. And I think that's going to show in the NFL here. That's why it's really hard to get rookies to do good shit. But I watched Jameis Winston make one throw, and it was a I think it was an out. It might have been a seam. It was either a seam or an out, and he put it from the left hash all the way over to the far hash in college, which is a lot wider, and he put it on the fucking money. And I'm like, yo, this dude is the truth. Mm-hmm. And then you start hearing he's a leader, and then obviously that whole situation happened where he had sex with a white girl, or dad got pissed that he got raped, and who knows what actually happened.
Crabs.
He got crabs?
He stole
crabs. Oh, yeah, he stole the crabs. He's done some dumb shit. Did he rape that girl? Has that come out? Did he get found guilty of that?
I feel like he would not be playing in the NFL if he was.
Yeah, I feel like that was – it happens. I think rape is a terrible thing. You never hit a woman, never rape a woman. But I feel like there's a lot of situations where some things get blown out of proportion. It happened to one of my really good friends, Josh McNary. If we would have went to the Super Bowl, he would have missed it because a girl said he raped her because she was drunk and she regretted it the next day. But – yeah. Neither here nor there. I'm excited to watch how Jameis Winston operates.
I was at that Pitt Florida State game, and that was impressive.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I mean you could see it right away. You're this guy's got it.
Literally flipping through the channels. Stop. I see one throw, and I go, "That's the guy."
It was a Thursday night game, right?
It was the first game, and then he went on to win the Heisman, and blah 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 blah. And I felt like a real genius. But I could do that with basically. I feel like I've watched so much football in the last 8 years. And this is not me on a high horse or anything like that. It's just literally I am front row seat to the highest level of football. Peyton Manning and now Andrew Luck and all these guys I get to watch. I feel like I can watch guys and say, oh, I think that guy will make it. And it just comes naturally. Adam Vinatieri, though, has the highest football IQ I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, really?
Just
from being in the league so long.
Not only in the league, winning. All Adam Vinatieri does is win. He was with best head coach in football history, Belichick. That's not even a question, by the way. Anybody that questions that has no idea about football. He's with Tom Brady. Then he comes over and he's with Peyton and Bill Polian and Tony Dungy. I mean, he's just been around everything. Seen it, done it with everything. His football IQ is incredibly high. If he doesn't go to ESPN, some team's going to pay him to be an advisor because he just fucking knows it all. And I've had a chance to hang out with him and talk to him for 8 years, literally in his back pocket. I got a chance to learn a lot, but that Jameis Winston throw, that fucking, I was just like, yep, there it is. There's the fucking guy that's going to make it. And I'll be excited to watch. Good news there. All right, let's wrap this up, guys. Two shows this week instead of three. We're in the process of making a lot of video content. We hope you guys love it, man. We got some really good ideas, I think. I think you'll enjoy it. Some Barstool Sports OGs who are in the comment section might not enjoy it, but they're not our audience. I'm going to be doing stand-up comedy soon, by the way. Muncie, I cannot wait to get back inside of you. Nice. We're trying to figure out when we can do that immediately. I have not worked a set yet. I do not have a set ready. As soon as I have one ready, I'm coming to Muncie, Indiana, though.
Nice.
I owe you guys. We're supposed to do a talent show where we are going to give away a scholarship to any talent. It was called You Got Talent? And only 20 kids applied. It was for a scholarship.
That's weird.
That's what I thought. I thought a chance to get a scholarship and kind of get rid of their student loans would be a big deal, but only 20 kids applied. But I think that same exact reason why only 20 kids applied is the same reason why I love that place. So, Muncie, just look for me to be coming back inside of you. And a couple other places around Indiana, we're going to do that again. We're going to bring a great show at a great time. Probably the funnest night of your life, if I had to guess. I mean, people have said that to me. I don't think my shows are that great, but the atmosphere is incredible.
They're going to have the experience of a life.
You're going to want to be there. We'll have everybody here. Diggs and Nick are not stand-up comedians, but they will be a part of it. It'll be a good time. For some other friends that are comedians, but some other talented people, it'll just be an evening of fun, and you'll love it, and I can't wait to see you whenever you come out. We'll have a good time with that. With that being said, let's do some final thoughts. World News Nick, what do you got, cuz? You got cucked today by Todd.
Yeah, I want to thank Diggs for not cucking me. Todd stole my segment, made up a blatantly false story for his own greed.
Unbelievable.
Made up as he cucked you for no reason.
Pat just, you know, chose to put me on the pedestal yesterday and shame me, publicly shame me with a joy fine.
Yep.
So, you know, thanks, Diggs, for getting my back here.
No problem, man.
For those, Diggs laughed at you. So the only reason why, so in the NFL, if you're late, you get fined. These two guys are not getting paid, so you can't fine them. So when they show up late, you need to publicly shame people. It's the only way you can change things these days. You must publicly shame people. You have to. It's the only way you do anything.
I like it.
Nick and Dig showed up 30 minutes late today with no... I called them when they were 10 minutes late, sitting on their couch in their apartment. Oh, what time are we meeting today? Oh, what, same time as every fucking date, Diggs. What happened?
Just scratching their nut sacks.
I'm not even going to make excuses, but I have a good one.
I don't care. I don't.
That's why I'm not going
to
do it.
Oh, way to go. But you can't say, we're not going to make excuses, but I have a good one. You can't. That's like NFL coaches that go, we're not going to blame anybody or make any excuses. Our entire roster's hurt. We don't have a good player. Nobody drives the ball. They go into a list of excuses. Don't want to hear it. But I wanted to punish one person because this is kind of the team thing. You punish one guy, you make the other guy feel bad. So I made Nick have to smile in a selfie because Nick is he's a happy person, but boy, it seems miserable a lot. And I was like, this is the deal. You have to be corny, happy in a post on the internet. That is your fine. I can't take money from you. You must do this. And I thought this would make his roommate, Diggs, feel bad. Complete opposite. Diggs is dying laughing about it. Diggs, no punishment. Just know, Nick. Just know this. If this ever happens again, this guy's getting the brunt of it. And it's going to be much worse than a happy selfie.
Oh, yeah?
Much worse. Much worse. I'll make sure it's something terrible.
Maddie was late the day before. He didn't get anything.
Yeah, but Maddie's not on a show. He's just a video guy. So, and
oh,
Maddie,
the most important guy for what we were doing that day. Well, we're filming a scene and the video guy shows up 30 minutes late.
You got to remember, we don't have interns yet and we don't have an office, we just found out, for our interns in June when they get there. But he's strung out on so many different drugs, trying to edit everything. I give him a little leeway, but
you're right. I'm deflecting.
That's thank me. You. That's all right. Bad. Good. But I appreciate you owning it and doing it, but let's not be late. Hoff, what's up?
Yeah. When, Diggs,
final thoughts. Sorry.
When Diggs gets his country, I want to work for him.
Yeah.
And I'm in charge of public executions for those who can't put their shopping carts back in the rack.
In the corral. Shopping cart corral is one of my
punishable by death.
I hate it because what?
How hard is it?
Your walk over there is is harder than the expense of that thing dinging my car or taking up an entire parking spot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes,
yep.
Fucking hate those people. But I do think there's an issue because the handicap spots are for the people who can't walk well. There's never a cart corral near the handicap spots.
It's because it's normally close to the door and there's a corral right there.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? They go walk out and then walk back and then walk out?
I don't know. Figure it
out. I think we got to take care of the handicapped people. And by the way, just because you're fucking fat, you're not handicapped. Get out of that spot. Anyways, yeah. Todd, final thoughts.
My final thought is, you know, if you're having a tough time dating, sometimes it gets, I know you get lonely. That happens.
Is this an ad read right now?
And if that happens to you and you're going to have to pleasure yourself, don't tie shit around your neck. Just don't. Just go all natural. Don't gamble with your life that way.
Yeah.
And if you do, have a buddy.
What's it called? Autoerotic asphyxiation?
Yes. Uh-huh. Nailed it.
Thank you. That was my first try to Diggs. We're on attempt 6 for you. But you're saying don't
tie shit around your neck.
Let somebody else do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a spotter. I think spotter's a good spotter's idea. A good although idea. If you have a spotter, you know, you might as well just be having sex with the other person that's in the room, but it's whatever. It's whatever you want to do.
2017.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Diggs, final thoughts?
Karma's a bitch. Richard Simmons was hospitalized with severe indigestion.
Oh, my God.
How about take some Tums, you nerd? Go to the fucking hospital for indigestion.
Jeez, I just don't know if Richard Simmons is a bad guy.
He is.
My big rule is only attack the bad guys.
He is a bad guy, trust me.
I mean, he punked us out of the number one spot there for a while.
Terrible
with a big
guy.
Lie.
Big lie, terrible guy.
A big lie, terrible guy. Hustled America.
Hustled guy. America. And now he's got a little heartburn.
Yeah, and he's got to go to the hospital. Take a Tums. Yeah. Nerd.
They're probably going to make an entire podcast over that. It's going to knock us out of any rating we're in. Fucking Richard Simmons. You got to respect the hustle, though.
Yeah.
For me, my final thought is this. Our company has moved to a third name. We went from Barstool Indy because we were going to be located in Indianapolis, which we will always be located in Indianapolis. I love this city. I love this state. The state has done a lot for me. But what we quickly realized whenever we got to New York is the numbers were overwhelming for the amount of people that listen to us outside of Indy. And we wanted to be more welcoming to those people and let them know, hey, just because you're not in Indy, we still love and appreciate everything you do. If you're listening to this show, we love and appreciate you so much. You have no idea. I retired to pursue my dreams. This is one of them, and you're just helping it happen. Like it's really, you should feel good about yourself.
Absolutely.
You're a good person. You're really making my life almost, and I really appreciate that.
Right.
But we had to be more inclusive. And we had a lot of names that popped up in the meeting. And I'll tell you what, this meeting was all the heavy hitters of Barstool, all of them. We were all in there. It was in New York. And we all decided that we had to be a little bit more opened up to the Midwest, to the heartland, to everything. And then whenever we found the definition of America, Dave loved it. I enjoyed it because we're stereotypically American. Dave said, hey, Barstool America sounds good, doesn't it? Because it's not Barstool America, because you don't want to seem like Barstool Sports isn't about America. Right. So it had to be a word that wasn't putting down Barstool Sports in New York, but it was something that had to be more encompassing of our listeners. So whenever Barstool America was thrown out there, we looked up the definition. The Oxford Dictionary, those are the English fucks who started this language. They said that it means stereotypically American. And we're like, bang, that's it.
Yeah.
Other names were tossed around before that, though.
Sure.
Barstool Heartland was the first name out of my mouth whenever we said we had to rebrand.
Yep.
So it turns out a couple of days later, after we rebrand into Barstool America, old Erica Nardini gets a fax saying she's going to get sued for us using America. It is a lawsuit that we would win. We would absolutely win. The person, we looked into this before, Barstool Sports has a lot of people working for them to look into all this shit. But she said, if this is already popping up, it's not worth it. Let's do a new name. So what we've come up with is Barstool Heartland. And the reason why we didn't do it to begin with is because whenever you Google what the Heartland is, it's only a certain amount of states. And every map you look at, it's different. So we didn't want to be inclusive to that again. But then we quickly realized, whenever we really had to start thinking about this, that the Heartland is more than a location. It's a mindset. It doesn't matter if you're at the northern tip of Maine or the southern tip of Florida, the Southern California all the way up to northern western tip of Washington, Alaska or Hawaii, or even if you're overseas right now serving in our beautiful military or working elsewhere, it's a mindset that you love America. Because if you're in the heartland, you love America. It's just what it is. That's what we do out here. We're very, very happy and content to be living in this country of ours that was founded in 1776. We respect the shit out of cops. We didn't go behind the badge today, but we heard a lot of cop stories from our friend Todd McComas. We have a respect for every military member because in the heartland, there's a 100% chance you know somebody or you're friends with or a family member who is in the military. That's just the way it is. It's not about a location. It's a mindset. Barstool Heartland will continue to produce these podcasts 2 days a week. We'll start creating videos. And we just want to let everybody know that if you feel the same way we do, we have a responsibility behind these microphones to let people know because it's kind of been attacked. We love the shit out of our fucking country. And if you don't, get the fuck out. Barstool Heartland is the name. It's here to stay. We will always be in Indianapolis. I love this city. I love this state. But we got a lot of things to do. We got to unify this country. And that's what Barstool Heartland's going to do. It doesn't matter if you're Steven Jackson, an African-American man who played in the NBA who a lot of people might think are hood. But all the hatred comes from ignorance. Once we interviewed him and we got to hear his story, people fell in love with the dude. That's basically what our country is. Hatred is all because of ignorance. If you can't put a face to a situation, you just automatically assume it's bad. Our show is going to unify our country. Barstool Heartland is going to do its best to do that. We love our country. We love you. Thanks for listening. Cheers. We'll see you next Tuesday. Big lineup. We got Chris Long coming on to chit-chat about him sitting out from the White House trip, plus the amazing things he's doing with the Water Boys organization. And we think, I got a tweet, I think Lil Dicky's going to be on our show next week. Rapper, comedian, wow. Model.
Nice.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Cheers.